Hey, what's up, Korekara Squad? On this episode, we have the Japan Code, who has studied Japanese for 4 years and has multiple YouTube channels documenting his immersion. We talk about his experience learning the language, his thoughts on Anki, and goals with Japanese. So if you guys want to support us, you can join our Patreon or join our YouTube membership for exclusive videos. It takes a lot of time to put out the content, so again, any support helps out a lot. But as always, hope you guys enjoy the podcast.
So, how did you get this name?
How did it happen?
Well, funny you should ask. It's a short story.
Oh, short story. Okay.
About 8 years ago, I decided I wanted to practice speaking English out loud. And so to do that, I wanted to make Let's Plays because, you know, that way you just have to think and talk on the spot. And so to make me stand out, it did not work, but to make me stand out, I decided I was going to play only Japanese game. And so I called myself the Japan Code. And that's that.
Nice.
I think I was frozen there for a second, but.
Don't worry. You were back.
I was in shock.
You're in shock of how crazy the backstory was.
Yeah. So I guess this is kind of a pivotal part in your Japanese learning journey, right? It's been 4 years since you've been studying Japanese.
Technically, like, been longer than that, but again, for this attempt, it's been 4 years. Or in a month, it'll be 4 years. Yeah.
So what's kind of been like your timeline of like getting started and when you got really into it?
So thanks to Facebook memories, I know that the first time I thought about learning Japanese was in December 2011. So I guess it's been exactly 10 years since the first time I decided I wanted to learn Japanese.
Oh, looks like a 10-year update. Oh, shoot. 10 years. That's right. Oh, man. We messed up the title. Oh, man.
And what I did back then was just I went on Wikipedia and found a list of hiragana, and then I would just drill them. I did that for a week, and then I gave up.
That was the first year update right there.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You have apps. There's like apps on the App Store where it's like hiragana in 1 hour or something.
Yeah. I saw a YouTube video pop up on my feed that's like, can you tell all these hiragana in 5 seconds?
Oh man, where was that when you needed it? You practiced classic hiragana in 1 year. Oh man, yeah. Katakana year two. Let's go.
And yeah, after that, it was kind of just a series of, you know, going at it for a month or two at most, and then dropping out for 6 to 8 months, and then rinse and repeat until 4 years ago when I stopped stopping.
So four years ago, you started like serious.
That's a good question because I still don't know. So basically, 6 years-ish ago, I had decided to finally quit learning Japanese and stop feeling guilty about not doing it. So for the following 2 years, I was not thinking about it whatsoever until at some point it just kind of popped back in my mind. And I decided, you know what, this time I actually do want to learn that Japanese, whereas the previous times it was more of a I want to learn Japanese, you know, like, oh, it would be cool if I did that, but I didn't actually want to do it. But that time I actually did want to do it, and clearly that was true because I'm still here.
So you basically started like immersing pretty deeply or like at that time?
Yeah, so that time. Yeah, so from that time I was mostly doing just anime. And it was with no subtitles. Well, obviously no English subtitles, but no Japanese subtitles either. Because at that time, that was when Matt was doing his version of Ajax, as people called it back then. And the big meta, if I can call it that, was if you're going to use subtitles, you might as well just read. So don't use subtitles. And so I was doing audio only for basically the first year.
So could you understand, though, like what was going on and stuff?
I mean, the way I went about it is I was rewatching shows I had already seen. So because of that, I didn't actually need to understand. And it made it easier to focus on the Japanese because I knew what was going on. And then I also did like shonen and battle stuff and whatever was, you know, whatever's action oriented. So you can just look at it and understand what's going on. Mm. And yeah, because of that, I didn't understand much, but it didn't matter. I was still getting Japanese in and enjoying it.
Yeah, I think that's like a pretty good technique of like rewatching because like you know what's going on. I think I saw like a Reddit post or maybe it was a YouTube video where this guy like just started. His like method to learn Japanese was to focus on one episode and try to understand that like completely and just watch like one episode like 100 or 400 times or something.
Oh god,
and, damn!
And then after like he updated, he's like, I can understand this episode like 100%, but not. Like the next episode, like this episode, like 100% comprehension.
So that was like his 1 year update.
Yeah, like I can fully understand this one episode.
I hope he wasn't watching One Piece because he's got a long time.
It's like all grunts.
Oh, yeah, that's the entire vocabulary. He can understand the grunts and the attack moves.
Yeah.
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 So what were those anime that like really hooked you in that you could watch without subtitles, just visuals?
There was Haikyuu, the volleyball one, and another one was at that time I think Dragon Ball Super had just finished, so I watched all of that rather quickly, I guess.
And a lot of grunting.
Also by the one year part, not part, but the 1 year mark, I had decided to rewatch One Piece because I had already watched it in English and read the manga in English. And I was like, you know what? I know I love this, so I'm just going to watch One Piece. And then by the end, I know I was watching like 100 episodes per week while working. God. So
wow.
100 episodes per week.
Yeah. I think the most I did was 119 episodes in a week, in a work
oh,
week.
Oh, man. Wow.
So like 14, 15 episodes per day.
Yeah. So basically at that time I was getting up at 2 a.m. and then I was immersing till 6:30 when I'd start getting ready for work. Then in the bus I'd watch One Piece, and then in my lunch break I'd watch One Piece, and then when I'd get back home I'd watch One Piece, and yeah, that's all I did.
Oh man, that's all One Piece all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, off that.
Six episodes is about like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So
but for
like
One Piece, it's a little bit less because there's a like 5 minutes of recap that you can just skip.
Oh so. Yeah, true.
But that's key Japanese right there.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
true. That narrator probably has the best Japanese in the entire.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, I've never.
Maybe I should rewatch it again.
I've never watched One Piece, but I want to. It's just so intimidating. So long.
Yeah.
You guys should just watch. I'll just watch the 5 minute recaps of every episode and just do that.
Really maybe fast. That would work.
yeah. It might actually work. I think, yeah, you should do it. You should do it. Let us know once you get to episode 1000.
Yeah. And then we'll know if you actually understood or not.
Yeah, right. Tell us the story.
I'll do a live stream watching all of One Piece live
through recap.
I'm not leaving until I finish One Piece.
I mean, 24 hour live stream.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, is that how we're going to make it too?
Maybe. We should try that. 10 hour anime live stream.
All right. We're just going to be like
James Schultz style. Like, and it's like some hentai going on. it's that one that. That Stevie also liked. What was that called?
Oh, the Musume Janakte, that one.
Oh, yeah,
the light already.
Novel.
Yeah.
Oh, you already saw it, right?
Oh, man. You got me, bro. You got me.
You can't do that one.
All right, not that one. I know, dude. Oh. No, but I only watched half of it because I only remember half of the name. So, We can watch the other half.
Damn, you sneaked. You just like secretly just binge the whole thing.
Oh man, I only intended to watch 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, the Japan code knows. He knows.
Yeah. I'm sure he has the entire code of conduct behind all the anime all the special anime.
Say more as a special manga, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell us about what that special manga I don't think you can see in the stream, but the Japan Code, he has like a huge wall of manga.
Manga over here.
Yeah, it's huge. It's
no special manga in there, though.
Yeah. But we had to crop it out, just censor it for the,
for you guys.
We had to censor it. It's
too much for one video.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit
much.
Graphic. What's been your experience using Anki? Is that something that you've been doing?
I have definitely a love-hate relationship with Anki, and it goes more towards the hate part than the love part. But I also realize how helpful it is, so I can't just like drop it. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. I'd say most people are surprised when I tell them I only have 5,300 cards right now, because most people after 4 years would have passed the 10,000 mark, years ago, literally. But I don't, because I rarely do more than 5 cards on a day, and there's never any months where I don't skip days. Mm-hmm. So like this year has been my best year as far as Anki goes, and I've done 2,000 cards, and that's my best year. So that gives you an idea.
I see. So, and I guess like 4 years later, how would you rate your own ability? Because a lot of people, they say they're completely fluent by 3 years, and 4 years are like even more fluent. How would you like rate your own ability overall?
As everyone knows, everyone has a different definition of what fluency is. That's obviously a big debate all the time. But for me, I wouldn't consider myself a fluent because I don't output yet. And then there's definitely a lot of things I don't understand. When I'm reading light novels, I'm looking up words all the time. You know, there's rarely a page where there isn't a word that I don't know. But with that said, I'd say that as far as a percentage, I understand enough to actually enjoy most of my immersion. So I can't complain because of that.
So you're not planning on outputting soon, or have you tried like online and stuff?
No, I haven't tried yet, and I'm not in a rush. There was a little period at the beginning of the year where I felt like, I'm starting my fourth year, so I should be outputting, so I should be working towards that. But again, it's that expectation thing. In reality, there's no should, right? So it's all based on what you want to do, and right now it's not in my priority. So I'd rather just get more immersion, and when I feel like it's time, then, you know, that's when I'll start.
Yeah, right. I think that's like a solid plan. But what would you say, like, how much of your immersion you're understanding? Like you said, when you read, there's like words you don't know. But what about like when you watch stuff? Would you say like you're understanding most stuff you're immersing with?
Yeah, like I often watch some YouTubers. Like there's Fishers and 4-8 and VTubers, of course. And let's plays and stuff like that. And in general, I'll never like trip up when listening to them. Doesn't mean I understand every single word, but I'll understand everything that's important. And usually it's just small details that I'll miss. But other than that, like I understand it enough where I can watch hours upon hours of it and not get tired.
I see. So I guess just real quick, going towards the breadth of your channels, how you have so many, are we going to be able to expect a Japan Code VTube channel? Is that on the horizon?
That would be cool, but I don't think so.
Oh man, we're missing out here.
You can definitely look forward to a Japanese channel.
Okay. Just without the VTube part. All right.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Yeah, okay.
For now, the focus is on the ASMR, the Japan Code ASMR channel.
There we go.
But I guess, like, what are your goals, like, with learning Japanese, like, further at this point?
At this point, I'd say, I don't actually set goals anymore. That's not common. At this point, most people set goals, but I've just kind of stopped, and I just... I I mean, I have general goals. Like, I want to get better at reading and be able to read faster eventually. And then, you know, obviously output. One of the things I want to do in the future is I'd like to, you know, we're joking about Let's Plays, but I'd like to be able to stream playing video games in Japanese. Not for, you know, not to be successful or anything, just as Japanese practice and as a way to, you know, make playing games even more efficient. Right. But as far as, like, what I want to do with my Japanese in the future or like a specific goal towards it, I'd say I don't really have one. I just want to keep getting better and enjoying myself in the process.
I see. I see. But the Japan Code, we're here right now. This is the time, the time you've probably been waiting for since you've been on the Korekara podcast.
Yeah.
Today, what is your Korekara message to the Korekara squad?
I know you've been practicing in the mirror.
I'd say, I mean, I'll get the cliche out of the way. Obviously, have fun. You're not going to, well, I guess you could make it, but you're not really going to make it if you don't have fun in the process, because that's just going to lead to burnout most of the time. But I'd say don't underestimate the power of just getting used to it. I know one thing Katsumoto used to say is that you don't learn a language, you get used to it. And this year I've really seen that through reading, because at the beginning of the year, I had a hard time with reading. I started reading light novels and I was having a difficult time and I was feeling demotivated. But then just through reading the whole year, and now I can read a novel pretty easily. And even though I don't understand everything, it doesn't feel as tiring. And the only thing I did is just read, and I got used to it. So yeah, just if you try something new, just stick to it for a couple of months and get used to it.
Nice, yeah. Nice. This is a great message for the Korekara squad here.